Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Hey. Beitza Daf Hey, and we're going to discuss the main sugya that's mentioned on this daf, and that is Davar Sheba Minyan. Davar Sheba Minyan. The Gemara spoke about here getting into the days, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as we know, the different aspects of why Rosh Hashanah is different than the other Yomim Tovim in terms of the 2 days. Chazal tell us there was special Takana Mei because the Levim came, the Edom came late, and the Levim were Niskalkel Bashir. So the Gemara ends up getting into the sugya of Davar Sheba Minyan. The Gemara says here on Haman Aleph, why is it that even once we have a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Beitza Asura, my time, I have a Davar Sheba Minyan, v'chol Davar Sheba Minyan, sarach minyan achir lahatiro. Anything that was ne'esar, that was forbidden through a minyan of rabbis, the Beis Din made the law, so then we need another minyan, a later minyan, to be matirit, to undo it. And the Gemara's daf today goes through what exactly is the source. How do you know that halachos aren't automatically batel once the time runs out, once the factors that created the issur runs out? So the Gemara says, maybe it's based on Har Sinai, because it says by Har Sinai, that after Har Sinai, Lech Emar Lehem, Hashem says to them, go home, Shuvah Lochem Lo Alechem, go back to your tents, which we know means that they could go back to their wives. They would now start to be with their wives for 3 days before Har Sinai, and then Hashem says, well, now go back. What do you mean, go back? Why can't you just say Memela once Har Sinai experience is finished? So the Memela, they go back to their wives. No, you have to have an explicit allowance, Shuvu Lachem Aleichem. Or the Gemara says, Bimshoch Hayovel Hemo Yalu Vahar, when the shofar finishes, Bimshoch Hayovel Hemo, then they could go up on the mountain. Again, Hashem giving an explicit allowance in that regard, and then there's others as well, the other examples given. So the Rambam and the Ravid discuss this in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Beis. Perek Beis, again, this Rambam and Ravid could be discussed from many different aspects. We'll focus on one. Says the Rambam, Beis Din HaGadol Shadarshu Ba'achas Ben Amidos, Kefi Ma Shenira Be'eneihem. Beis Din HaGadol, the great Beis Din of 71, that darshined using one of the Midos, Shatar and Reshes Behem, using one of the tools, like Zerah Shava, Hekesh, Binyan Av, any of the tools, and they darshan a din, Shadin Kach, V'danu din, and they said the din, V'amar achareyem Beis Din Acher, and a later Beis Din then comes, V'nira lo tam acher, lister oso a din, and it appears to them that they darshaned and they came up with the opposite din, to contradict the earlier, Harez Asoser, V'don Kifima Sheyira Be'enav. They could contradict, they could uproot the din that was said earlier. Sheneamar, El Ashofet Asher Yia Be'yamim Ahem. You have to go to the Shofet, the judge that is in your day. You go after the Beis Din in your generation. So every Beis Din has the power to be so that did earlier. Not our topic now, but this is the Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah has the comment on, that if every later Beis Din could argue on the earlier Beis Din, so why can't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? Why does every Daf and Shas assume that an Amora can argue on a Tana, and then maybe he has a Mishnah like him, a Brisa like him? So that's the Kesef Mishnah's famous Kasha, and the answer is, and the question is how to understand the Kesef Mishnah. The Pashas of the Kesef Mishnah is, well, they could technically. They wouldn't. Not that they couldn't, but that they wouldn't. That's the Kesef Mishnah here. Miyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaAchronim Lo Yachloko Al HaRishonim. They wouldn't. So the Chazarish assumes that no, they wouldn't because they couldn't. They realized they wouldn't get to the MS like the earlier generations, and therefore they didn't because they kind of lost the power. But again, the Pashas, Reb Chaim, understand this, the Kesef Mishnah, Kipshuto, that they could technically. Okay, but that's not our issue today. But the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, Perek Sheni, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Beis Disha Gazru Gzeira, O His Kinu Takana, Ve'enigu Minag. Not a din shatarded reshes bohan, not using one of the Yud Gimel Midos, but they made a takana or a gzera, a din de rabbanan, or they were masakin a minog, upashat kol adavar b'chol Yisrael, and then it spread throughout the nation, va'amar achareyem bezen acher, ubikesh levakel divrei harishonim, and a later bezen then comes and wants to uproot divrei harishonim, v'lakar osa takana, v'osa gzera v'osa minog. So it's fascinating, it's ironic. Where they darshin, where the Beis Din darshins a din d'oraisa, then every Beis Din later on can darshin it differently. Where they are misakin a minog or a gzera, which inherently is less binding, so to speak. I mean, not really, but it's less inherently binding because it's a din d'rabbanan. There, eino yachal at shi'at gadol menach rishon v'chachma v'minyan. There, the later Beis Din cannot uproot it. unless they are gadol from the Rishonim in Chachma, in wisdom, and a minyan, and in number. What does that mean? That's a good kasha. Right? If every Bezna Gadol is the same number, 71, say, how do you have a greater number? Right? 71. So it's okay. Does it go by age? Does it go by the Rabbanim of the generation? Okay, not for now. The Mefarshim on Mishnayis Idios discuss what is minyan here. But the Rabbanim says, Hayigadol b'chachma v'lo b'minyan, b'minyan v'lo b'chachma, eino yochol avadol zvarav, afilu batel tam, shebiglalo gazra rishonim. Even if the original reason for which they made the gzeira is no longer applicable, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, o iskinu, ein arish achronim yachon levatel shiyu gedola mehem. The later generation is not able to be mevatel until they are greater than the first generation. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says, if it's a minag or a takana or a gzeira, they cannot be mevatel it unless they are greater, even if the reason doesn't apply. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Iter Shuke Yerushalayim Beperos Kashale. He quotes our Gemara. Our Mishnah. Remember our Mishnah? What is our Mishnah? What is our Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Meiser Sheni that they made a takana in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that what did most people do when they had Meiser Sheni fruit throughout the country? They changed it onto money. They put the Kedusha onto money and they brought the money up to Yerushalayim. So you don't have to schlep the fruit. Right? It's a pain to schlep the fruit, so to speak. Right, so much. It's much easier to take money in my wallet and buy new fruit in Yerushalayim. But they made a takana that the towns right outside of Yerushalayim, you have to bring fruit. We want to make sure there's enough fruit in Yerushalayim. So they made a takana, you can't change it into money. You have to actually bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. Our Gemara said, K'dei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim b'peris. But, and then what happens? Says the Gemara, Kfar nimnu alecha chaverecha v'tiru. But a later bezdin, Riochra Metzake, once there was the Churban, so then you're allowed to, right? You're allowed to change it onto money. You're allowed to change the Kedusha because, after all, you're not bringing it to Yerushalayim. You're not eating the fruit of Meiser Sheni anymore in Yerushalayim after the Churban. So says the Ravid, doesn't that prove Riochra Metzake's bezdin? They weren't greater than the earlier bezdin that made the rule of Iter Shuke Peros. So you see that a later bezdin does not have to be greater, says the Ravid. Iter Shuke Peros Yerushalayim Kashale Sharishonim Tiknuhu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Batla Amar Churban Mipnei Shenizbatel Hatam Shal Rishonim V'lo Hayagadol Karishonim. The assumption of the Ravid is, and he wasn't as great as the earlier generations, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I don't know, maybe in his mind he's thinking of that Gemara in Sukkah that we had on Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says the 80 Talmidim of Hillel and the Katan Shebekulan was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So maybe he says he was a greater. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas here? How does the Rambam answer that question? Right? The Kesef Mishnah says, well, maybe that's wrong. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was greater. Right? Which to compare to the Bezdin that made it. Right, maybe he was greater. So there are other answers given, but we're just going to try to talk about this, the issue itself of the halachas of minhagim of takanos, even if batlatam lo batlagzera or batlagzera. Just to give another parallel before we get into some of the lumdis, the interesting discussion. The Torah quotes in Siman Reish Lamed Vav. We had this way back. Tosfos quotes this in Maseches Brachos also. The Torah quotes the Reish Lamed Vav, the minog of saying Baruch Hashem la'olam and Yiru Einenu by Ma'ariv. So again, we know that's not in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara, the beginning of Brachos, talks about you're not allowed to have a break between Geula and Tfila. The Halacha Svichas Geula and Tfila. What do you do about Hashem Svasai Tiftach? That's an extension of Shemona Esrei. What do you do about Hashkivenu? That's an extension of the Geula of Gaul Yisrael. But that's all that's in the Gemara. In Chutz La'aretz, the minhag today is to say another long paragraph, Baruch Hashem La'olam. So where did that come from? So the Torah quotes in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, U'mashenogim la'hafzik b'psukim v'yiru einenu v'kaddish l'fi shebiyamim arishonim v'yabat ha'knesi yashalem b'sados. They used to daven in the fields. And when did they daven mincha ma'ariv? They probably got together right at Shkia time, because that's when they could daven mincha ma'ariv together. And they daven mincha before Shkia and ma'ariv after. But if Ma'ariv after Shkia out in the fields, there's no artificial light. It gets dark. So Shmona Esrei would take a long time. So unbelievable. Because of the sakana, because of the danger that was out in the fields, they said Baruch Hashem La'olam instead of Shmona Esrei. Baruch Hashem La'olam has 18 mentions of God, right? Keneged the 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei. So, Hayu Yoreim Lehisacher Sham Ad Achar Tfilas Arvis. V'tiknu lomar pesukim elu fi sheyesh b'hem shmona esrei askaras kineged shmona asar brachos sheyesh b'tfilas arvis v'niftarin b'kaddish. That's it. V'ata. But now, says the tour, we daven in shul. We don't daven in the fields anymore. V'ata shachazul espala arvis b'tekenasios lo nizbatel minagarishon. No nizbatel mikal malkam in lahafzik b'dorim acherim. So the question is, there are different versions. Some sound like they said this in Sedesh Shmona Esrei. Some, right, that's what the Beis Yosef quotes. Quotes this from the Rashba, the name of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Shmuel lo haya omrim kal ikar. Rabbeinu Yonah nasam tan l'minag. Shebetchila shayis et tefilas arvis reshus. Haya omrim elu apsukim shayim Shmona Esrei. Askaros kenegas Shmona Esrei shebrachas. V'chos ben aleihem. V'omrim kadosh v'yotzim. Right, those of them. That's Meyer, but we know it's different. Sugya tefilas arvis reshus v'yachar ka'achav avisha kavu chova nishar davar kavu minagarishon. Even though they used to say this, just now we back to Shmona Esrei, but they didn't. They weren't okay this. Right, kivish shebitchila adaita dehachi kavuha lo mikri afsaka. And that's what the Torah quotes. Also, it's not called the hefsek, even though we went back to shul. But then the Torah quotes v'yesh minagdolim shenagu shalola omran. Some don't say it. Right, those are the minag of chutz la'aretz to say it. Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to say it. But again, this is another example of if the tam is batel, do you still keep doing the minhag? Do you not keep doing the minhag? Maybe the roots of saying it, even though it doesn't apply, is in the roots of the Rambam, and the Ravid would say, no, right? You don't need a greater bezda b'chachmo v'minyan if the reason is batel. The Maharil in the Chuvas Chadashos in Simon Aleph says we keep it, even though there's no more reason, right? He quotes a couple of examples of this. He quotes Magen Avos on Friday night, which is another sugyo. He comes Yontef Sheni, which we just had on Dav Dalid, right? That we just had. He's Arba Minag of Asechem Yadechem. But anyway, this is an important sugyo. Ramosha has two chuvas about Yiruei Neinu. Ramosha in Arachayim, Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Beis, discusses what happens if I am a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, or vice versa. What am I supposed to do in terms of Baruch Hashem Lo'olam? He says, you go by who you are, not where you are. That's what Ramosha says. If you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you do not say it in Chutz La'aretz. And if you are a Ben Chutz La'aretz, then technically you should say it if you have time. If you have time, you might not have time to say it. But technically you should say it. That's Ramosha. Here it is. B'dvar birchas yiru einenu ein talui be'eretz Yisrael v'chutz la'aretz. Ella sheha omrim b'chutz la'aretz yesh lam lomar gam be'eretz Yisrael. Ve'elu she'ein omrim be'eretz Yisrael ein lohem lomar gam b'chutz la'aretz. Kihi machlokes huva b'tur, as we just saw. Ach ulai, maybe be'eretz Yisrael. Nogin kagdom shenogu shelo la'omran she'evi atur mishim shebo sham talmidei agra v'talmidei hagon arashaz balatanya. The Talmidim of the Gra and the Balatanya. Right, if you are a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, or Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, let's say, you know, what are you supposed to do for those 25 seconds while everybody says Baruch Hashem Olam? Just look around. I don't say this. So I'm just going to be mevatel my time. No, you could say Kriya Shema slower. Right? You can learn a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's in the back of the Siddur. Right? There are things to do, but that's where Moshe says it goes by who you are. Unless, where Moshe writes in the other tshuva, if you're the Chazan. If you're the Chazan, you should do whatever the Tzibur is doing. Right? Even if I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael and I'm in Chutz La'aretz, then Pashas, I should say Baruch Hashem Olam if I'm the Chazan. And in that way, I won't be poreish min atzibur. Yesh lo lasos ba'ofen shel yagish mehu ba'ofen sheyefshar gonshu over lefnei ateva. Tzorach lomar kimifurash. You have to say kimifurash ki agavna b'psachim b'chulu. And he continues. Okay, but that's one minhag. But back to the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the nekudas machlokas here? Again, the Rambam says even if the reason is batel, then you need a greater bezdin to get rid of it. And the Ravid says no. If the reason is batel, you don't need a greater bezdin. If the reason still applies, then you would need a greater bezdin. So interesting, love this. Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yavetz, just want to make two points. Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yavetz discusses a point, and that is, let me just find it here in the Mishnas Yavetz and Choshe Mishpat in Simin Vav. So he discusses as follows. Maybe this is the root of the machlokas. When we have a din that a bezdin says, let's say they make a takana, and now we live two generations later, and we still follow the takana. Is that because we're following the takana from the earlier generation? They still have power to what they said? Or do we say ki'ilu, halacha says that every bezdin that takes the place of the previous one is a stand-in to the previous bezdin, and it's ki'ilu, they are reinstating each takana and each minag, and the bezdin of every generation is again saying that the takana should apply and the gzeira should apply v'chulu. So is it going from the earlier to the later? That is the question. And he quotes a Rashi in B'Metzia Tzadivav. Rashi in B'Metzia Tzadivav has the following lashon. Says, Bezin shel Yisrael sheva oso dar shekol takanos mishpat tluya bahem vayedeyem noagos chukos hamisukanim letzibur meos. Rashi seems to say that all the takanos that are noagos ledoros lo mishum shabezin arishonim tikunan lechala doros. It's not because the earlier Bezdin, it applies automatically from them, but it's that every generation is stands into the earlier one and reiterates and reenacts, so to speak, the takana. Ela shekala takanos hamesukanos mishekfar hayamim mischadshos hein b'chol dar v'dar al pi bezdin shel oso ador v'hainu teikra takana b'shosh enetkua kachayis lashit takaknua bezdin. They said that they're doing it now, so every bezdin forevermore is misaken it, and that's why he says the Ravid would say that's the that every bezdin has certain powers, right? If the reason doesn't apply anymore, so mamela the bezdin that wouldn't reenact it, wouldn't be reenacting it. Mashenki, the Rambam might argue on this. The Rambam would say, no, the earlier generation said something. Why do we follow this? Because the earlier generation said it. And therefore, the only way that this Bezdin could undo it is if they are greater, b'chalacham o'v'minyan. Nimsa da Rambam cholek al devei Rashi. Right, the Rambam is cholek. Right, that's the kolat hakanos hamsukanos bishikvar. Right, it's from the earlier. That's a Rambam. The Kol Tekanos Noagos Chayim Zodoros. Bishop Shabbos Arishonim shown him Tikkun and Lechol Adoros. And he goes through other nafkaminas are related to this as well. There are though just one point of the Mishnah Yavis that talks about the Machlokas Rambam Rambam Ravid. But there's another important point. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov, which is the Mishnah Yaakov's commentary at the end of Maseches Beitzah. He has a couple of pages, and there he discusses on page is this on? I don't know, can't see the page number, but 24, 25 in this edition. But says the Koheles Yaakov develops the following idea. Why is it that sometimes we find takanas that are batel mamela, according to some Rishonim, and sometimes we don't find takanas that are batel mamela? He quotes the Bir Halacha. There's a couple of examples. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we know that in most places there is no shofar, there is no Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. And that's why you can have an Erev. You can only build an Erev if there's only Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. So ask the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, if there's no Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa anymore, so why don't we blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? You're never going to come to Shema Yavirena D'Alaramos. You're never going to come to that Issa D'Araisa. If there's no Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa, then we should say the reason for the Gzeira doesn't apply, and therefore you should blow shofar when it falls on Shabbos. And he doesn't answer. So why don't we say, why didn't he answer? Well, even though there's no reason, you can't get rid of the law. He's bothered. Question one. Right? Or another question. Right? The Beis Yosef quotes in Aruch Chaim, Kuf Chav Ches, that we know that the minhag today is that Kohanim cover their hands with the talis. Cover their hands with the talis. But in the days of old, there was a takana that if a Kohen has blemishes on his hands, he's not allowed to duchen. Because people might stare and lose their kavana when they're looking at his arms. So, or there's something else. The Torah writes in Kuf Chav Ches, Hayu yadav tzvuo stisu pua, if his hands are covered in paint, lo yisa kapav, bebeshem estaklan bo, people are looking at him. Unless most of the city does that. If most of the city's hands are covered in paint, that's what they do for a living, then they could, he could duchen. Or earlier about the mum, says the Beis Yosef, the Nir Ali, if everybody is under their talis anyway, the kohanim are under their talis, the tzibur is under their talis, even if you have a lot of mumin on his hands and face, yisas kabav, he's still a lot of duchen. Because you're not worried about losing the kavanah, because nobody sees the hands and the arms and the face anyway. So again, one second. If Chazal made a law, made a din, made a takana that if you're not allowed to duchen, if you have mumin, then how can you change it? It's because the reason doesn't apply. second din. And finally, the third and final one we'll mention, the Rush. The Rush has a tshuva, where the Rush discusses here in the Klal Beis, Os Ches, that in the days of the Gemara, they made an unbelievable takana. Unbelievable takana. What was the problem? That we know, in the days that they had, in Chazal, the days they had the real tcheles according to everyone, they used to wear tcheles, so one is allowed to wear a linen garment with woolen tzitzis, with tcheles. Because that's asay dechalos asay. Even though it's shatnez, right, you're not allowed to sew together wool and linen, but if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, bishle musa, then you're allowed to. Asay dechalos asay. The problem was, there were people who sold fake tcheles, kala de ilan. So people bought it, and they put it on their tzitzis, and they were violating shatnez without doing the mitzvah, the bishle musa. So that's why they used to wear the fake tzitzis with fake tcheles on linen garments, and it was a big problem, because they were wearing shatnez. So Chazal made an unbelievable takana that if you have a linen garment, no tzitzis. No tzitzis. Don't put tzitzis on the linen garment. Not even linen tzitzis. Where it's not a problem. No. Made a gzera. That was the rule. Linen garments, no tzitzis. The Rush says he came to a certain country and he sees they're all wearing linen garments with tzitzis on it. He says, what is going on here? He doesn't understand. What's going on? I didn't understand. Right? What was the problem? Because they might put tchelos on it. We don't have tchelos anyway. Nobody's worrying about kilayim today because nobody's wearing doing the tchelos. Nobody's going. What's going on? So the Rush says, to keep it the Tama Isra Yadua and this Batal Tam, Batal Isra Mela. So the Rush's Lashon is, sounds like, if it's so obvious what the reason is, then maybe it's Batal Mela, which is interesting, right? If it's obvious what the reason is. The Kehelas Yaakov's formulation is a little different. He says, if the Takana is Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh Da Oraisa, then you have to say the reason is built in. And if the reason falls away, the Takana falls away. Chazar mevatel the mitzvah aseya of shofar on Shabbos. So that's why, if the reason would fall away, the takana should mevatel fall away. That's the Chavetz Chaim's problem. They were mevatel the nesias kapayim of a kohen. The reason falls away, the takana falls away. That's the rule. The mevatel tzitzis. Right? So that's when. Usually, the reason is not part of the formulation of the takana. And therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply, the takana applies. But if you're being mevatel a mitzvah by the takana, Chazal have the power to do that, but then it has to be based on the reason. And therefore, if there's no more reason, so then the takana would fall away as well. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll leave that for now, a couple of ideas about Davar Shebe Minyan.